8:25 and 26. God gives us hope. We must wait patiently and confidently. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness, prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. 1 John 1:7 to 10. The blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in truth.
Yet again, Lord, yet again. Yet again, Lord, I repent of my sins. I'm truly sorry and need your help to stop them. And in thanks and with love I praise you, my King. Thank you, God, for showing me my sins. Thank you, God, for showing me my sins. Yet again, Lord, Holy King. Yet again, Lord, I humbly come to you. I want to honor you, obeying all you've said. I give thanks that you sent Jesus to forgive sins. Lord, I truly do repent of them. Lord, I truly do repent of them. Thank you, Father God, for your grace that forgives us. Thank you, Jesus, who came to save all who trust you. Thank you, Spirit, who even prays for those who ask you.
John 1:9. If we confess our sins to Jesus, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us.
1 Peter 1, God gives me peace and grace as I learn more of Him. 1 Peter 1, God in your power give me all I need to live rightly for you.
Exercise self-control. You must live as God's obedient children, not satisfying your own desires.
1 Peter 1, God helps me develop to grow more like Him and hate sin. 1 Peter 1, God planned my joy entering His heaven when I hate sin. Since then I did so.
By His divine power, God has given us all we need for living a godly life, including self-control, patience, and love.
2 Peter 1, God's words aren't just stories, truth. God inspired in His Bible. All prophets wrote God's truth through His Bible, giving proof. God will help all who humbly call Him. So I find great peace. God has shown me how He forgives my sins when I repent of them. So yet again I thank you with my love repenting. So yet again I thank you with my love repenting.
Oh. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins to Jesus, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing his word has no place in our hearts. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is inspired by God. 2 Peter 1, we were not making up clever stories when we told you about Jesus. No prophecy in scripture ever came from any prophet's own understanding, but from God. Pay close attention to what his prophets wrote.
Yet again, Lord, yet again. Yet again.